Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. Powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Here's where Wolf listeners come to reconnect with somebody they went out on what they thought was a great first date, but they've been unable to reconnect with them for a second. Let's find out this morning if we can't help Trevor. Trevor's joining us this morning on Second Date Update. All right, Trevor, let's just start at the beginning on this Monday morning. What's going on with Sarah?
Yeah, so we got, set up by a coworker of mine, and we went out just last weekend. I've been calling her, and it goes right to voicemail, and, I don't know. I don't know what I did wrong.
Bummer. That sucks. I hate it when it goes right to voicemail because it's like either you're not going through or there's like, she's literally screening the calls. So tell us about your date with Sarah. How did that go?
Great. I thought we went to a really nice bar, had some drinks, then got a table, got a bunch of apps. It was great. Not cool. Too much food. We weren't stuffed. Then we went for like a really nice walk after. And that was sort of it, But here's like the thing is the conversation was really great and we really got along so I thought.
This might be kind of old fashioned, Trevor. I'm kind of old fashioned. During this walk and that conversation, did you reach out? Did you grab her hand or was there a moment, an intimate moment there during that walk after, sitting down, having a couple of drinks and some appetizers?
They're not really. Yeah. So, maybe I should have.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there anything that could have ruined the whole thing?
Okay. The only weird thing is, when we were in the bar, I had to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And, I thought maybe I was in there for too long and maybe she thought that was weird.
What were you doing in there?
Get out of the bathroom.
Doing the regular thing.
Okay. But, regular thing in the bathroom.
Okay. That shouldn't be a deal breaker. Yeah. And I didn't mean to give you a hard time. Yeah. So here's what we do, Trevor. You've heard it before. We get Sarah on the phone. Hopefully she picks up this morning. If she does, if she agrees to come on the show, we're going to ask her some of these tough questions. Why she's not getting back to you. And you said last weekend you guys went out. Was it a week ago? Today's being Monday. It wasn't this most
recent.
It wasn't
this past weekend.
It was the weekend before, right?
Yeah, weekend before.
Right before Halloween. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Trevor, come right back, hopefully with Sarah. Stay right there at the second half of Second Date Update here with Thunder and PT right after this.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
After a wonderful first date, Trevor can't figure out why Sarah has not responded to any of his texts.
Okay, the only weird thing is, when we were in the bar, I had to go to the bathroom, and I thought maybe I was in there for too long, and maybe she thought that was weird.
It's Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Yeah?
Sarah, hi, don't hang up. This is not a sales call. And sorry to bother you early on this Monday morning, but our names are Thunder and PT, and we're on the radio here at 102.9 The Wolf, and we're calling you because we want to follow up with you, Sarah, about a date you went on with Trevor. You remember that?
Yeah, this is a radio station?
Yes. We just want to ask you, would you just take a minute to talk to us about Trevor?
I'm not going to be going out with him again, if that's what this is.
Okay.
Did something happen?
No, not at all. I mean, he was a gentleman. It was fine. It was nice, but no.
Okay. Can you just tell us a little bit more why?
It might seem stupid to you guys, but for me personally, I can't get over it.
Okay, so what happened? You said he was a perfect gentleman. He was nice and all that. So what's going on?
Yeah, he looks exactly like my father. And I mean this, like a dead ringer. They could be related.
Not the same age, but like your father when he was younger, or they just look alike now?
It's similar enough even now that it's just like they're not related, but it is too creepy for me personally. It's not happening.
So that's why you won't go out with me again?
Yeah, 100%. Oh.
Yes, so Sarah, Trevor's here. We forgot he's still on the line. Sorry.
Okay, a little bit of a trap, but fine.
We didn't get to that part. But Trevor, what do you want to say to Sarah?
It sounds unbelievable. I mean, like, why didn't you just tell me?
It was a nice date. Like, I didn't want it to feel awkward for you. It's an awkward thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe that. And like, what are the odds that I look like
I know. I mean, trust me. I really liked you. I wish that you didn't look so much like him, but I had a great time, honestly. But it is.
Trevor, I know you said your coworker set you up. Sarah, did you see you didn't see a picture? This is kind of
If I had seen a picture, I would have thought it was a joke. I'd be like, oh, you're sending me pictures of my dad. Like, it is a dead ringer. I am not exaggerating.
You can't get over it.
It's just too weird.
You know, Sarah, this would have actually been something kind of, I mean, I know you didn't want to be embarrassed on the date, but it's almost like this would have been kind of funny. It's like, oh my gosh, you're like, the minute you saw him, you could have been like, Trevor, you look like my dad, and like take a picture. I mean, like, I feel like, and I'm not trying to tell you what you could have or should have done, but don't you think you could have been like kind of a funny thing to, like, rather than sort of a... Because I feel like Trevor, just leaving him hanging like this.
And like
this.
The personality would finally kind of shine through and you forget the physical part. Like,
no, I'll email you guys a photo of the two of them. Like it is, I thought maybe I could get past it, so I didn't say anything. Yeah. And then as it went on and things started to feel like more like an attraction thing happening, I was like, oh, I absolutely not. This is going to.
Oh, wow.
Trevor, you're listening. Yeah. You're sitting there listening to all this morning and you really liked Sarah. What are you thinking now? What are you feeling?
You know, I mean, I get it. Like, if she looked like my mom, I would I'd feel the same way. Like, I get it. But, you know,
listen, so this is it.
You can't get over it at all.
Sarah, do you have a good, and this is kind of a weird question and maybe none of our business, but do you have a good relationship with you? Is there something going on there with you know, like, you don't want to be reminded of your father?
No, no. I have a great relationship with my father, which would just make this very, like, bridging a gap of horror.
Dad meet dad.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's not going
to
be
Sarah, no chance to give it a second chance with Trevor then.
Zero chances.
Trevor, think about some sort of cosmetic surgery?
Yeah.
Changing your face,
growing hair.
Just last week we had the guy. Well, last week we had the guy with the beard, and she didn't like the beard, she liked a clean shaven guy, but he showed up with a beard. Is that even a possibility? Would you go under if we got you the name of some cosmetic surgeon? Would you undergo a big operation on your face?
Yeah, you know, Sarah, very nice, but I'm not going under the knife.
I mean, big operation. Those things are like, you know, in and out surgeries nowadays, aren't they? You can get a nose job in like a morning.
I'm trying to find something here. Sarah, is your dad a good looking man?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But see, now I feel weird saying that. So this is no date.
Okay. Well, listen, Sarah, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Trevor, to you, we apologize. We're sorry, but we got the answer. Guys, there will be no... There'll be
no family reunion.
There'll be no family reunion is right. Good one.
No family reunion.
I love that. All right.
Let's use that.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.